Hey there, Redhawks. This is Divya Murali, and this is the 15th episode of the United Colors of Liberty. And today I'm here with Senior Riley Estete. So, Riley, why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Riley Estete. I'm a senior at Liberty High School, and I'm a part of NAHS.
So, how long have you been living in Frisco?
About 3 years, I'd say.
3 years, and you moved from Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
That's a pretty big transition. How was it living there?
I'd say it was relatively okay. It's all I've known. But one thing I noticed that's like a difference between here and there is that the school education at Los Angeles was terrible. LAUSD is known for being financially and just educationally one of the worst, I'd say.
Was it sort of a big jump coming from a school there to here, like academically?
I'd say so, yes. There's more opportunities, more options here. In LA, all you had was like just your basic core classes plus a few additional things such as like your basic yearbook, leadership, and all that. But I feel like the only, I'd say, branch they provided was working, I'd say. Like there was a lot of workshop, car mechanics, and business. Nothing really like that we have here with art and architecture and law and politics.
Okay, so there are a lot more like options.
Yes.
In Frisco. What about like socially in LA?
You mean diversity?
Diversity as well as like outside of school activities.
I mean, there wasn't really much to do after school because no one could really safely get their way places.
Oh, really?
I wasn't really in a good neighborhood, I'd say. So you'd have to rely on other people for rides or maybe take the bus. That was a gamble.
Oh, wow. See, I've been living in Frisco my whole life, so I literally live in a bubble.
Yeah.
And what about, like, diversity-wise?
I'd say it was pretty diverse, actually. I'd actually say it was more diverse than Liberty.
Really? You're totally lying.
No, there was there's a lot of Korean.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. There's, like, a lot of Asian, Black, Hispanic, except no Indian. First place I've ever seen an Indian.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god. I mean, in Frisco, I'm gonna be frank, there's really not much to do. And I mean, I've visited.
There's actually a lot to do here.
Really?
Yeah, like, there's all these different venues. You can go bowling, you can go to the movies. There's separate malls.
You didn't have that in LA?
I mean, we had, like, the regular Northridge Mall, and then we had all these, like, other outside malls for the rich people.
For the rich people?
Yeah, for the rich people.
Is there,
for the people with money.
Is there a lot of negativity between, like,
okay, like upper class?
Yeah.
I'd say there wasn't too much of, like, negativity or angst towards each other, but you could, like, there were two distinct classes you could tell in the schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And was there any, like, bullying involved or anything like that?
There wasn't really bullying on those parts, but just a sense of, like, finding where you're supposed to be, I guess, like, group-wise and clique-wise. Like, I was in part of, like, the SAS classes and all that stuff, School of Advanced Studies, and those are sort of like the classes for gifted children. So a great deal of those people came from like higher upper class families.
Okay.
While I wasn't really part of that. So I found my friends like difficultly and part of like a separate category, I guess.
I know that you grew up without knowing your dad.
My father left when I was 5. He came back briefly, like at the time I turned around 10, and then he left again.
And did him leaving really impact you?
I guess it just opened my eyes to the sort of people you can come across in life. But I don't have any hate towards him. Like, I understand why he had to leave. He didn't have, like, the proper amount of, like, responsibility to undertake 2 children at once, so I understand that.
In comparison to your friends in LA, how are your friends here in Frisco?
In LA, I feel people are more accepting and tolerant of one another. And in Frisco, people aren't so, I'd say.
I'd agree with that, but I don't really have anything to compare it to.
Yeah.
I know LA is like kind of a place where gangs are associated. Was that?
We had a selected uniform just to ensure no one wore any colors that they could get injured in.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't quite know anyone who was affiliated with those things, but mm-hmm. I knew some people who had connections, I could say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was prevalent in Los Angeles and going to school there. A lot of time, our fire drills were just because someone left something burning in the bathroom still and all that.
It's probably gonna-